From Jessamine Stanley, Fucking Season, Part 2, Giving Head Without Making It Weird. February continues, which means we're talking about oral sex not as a performance, not as a test, and definitely not as something you're supposed to already be good at. This post is for anyone who has ever wondered, am I doing this right? Are they enjoying this? Why does this suddenly feel like a job interview? Let's take the pressure all the way off. Because good head isn't about tricks. It's about presence. Here's the biggest reframe that changed everything for me. Giving head is a conversation, not a speech. A speech is about you, your technique, your skills, your desire to do a good job. A conversation is about connection. When I'm going down on someone, my goal is to try not to feel like I have anything to prove. When I'm at my best, I'm listening with my body, my attention, my curiosity. I'm paying attention to breathe, movement, sound, energy. I'm letting myself not know. Some of the best head I've ever given came from a place of, I don't know anything. Tell me who you are. This is a starting point, not a rulebook. Silence is overrated. Checking in doesn't mean narrating everything or asking 20 questions a minute. It means staying attuned. Are they relaxed, tensing, enjoying this or performing enjoyment? And just as important, are you enjoying it? Is your jaw tired? Do you need water? Is your back screaming? Pleasure isn't self-sacrifice. Presence includes your body too. And when your partner gives you feedback, good, neutral, or corrective, practice not taking it personally. Oral sex is an excellent place to practice that particular life skill. I will die on this hill. Comfort matters. Pillows matter. Positions matter. Surfaces matter. You don't get extra points for suffering. Sex isn't better because it's inconvenient or acrobatic. Most pleasure happens when bodies feel supported, relaxed, and safe enough to stay. Take breaks. Change positions. Drink water. We are not in a rush. Porn has deeply confused us about timing. Oral sex can take a while. Or not. Or lead somewhere else entirely. Orgasm is not the only successful ending, and it's definitely not the only measure of good sex. I love thinking about sex like music. There's an overture, movements, crescendo, and endings that turn into beginnings. You can take your time. You can wander. You can enjoy the buffet. Here's the quiet truth no one says out loud. If you can give head to one person, you can give head to anybody. Different bodies, different configurations, but the same basic principles. Curiosity, responsiveness, patience, care. If you're queer, questioning, or new to bodies that don't look like the ones you're used to, you're not behind. You're just learning. Touch teaches you. Attention teaches you. Being willing to stay present teaches you. Sex is not a test. It's not a performance. It's not a competition. It's play. This month is about taking the pressure off and letting pleasure be something you participate in, not something you try to earn. A more in-depth, personal exploration of technique and pacing lives off platform for those who want it.